joining Gord Stellick, John Shannon, Scott Morrison on Hockey Central at noon. Pleased to be joined by Scotty Bowman, Senior Advisor of Hockey Operations for the Chicago Blackhawks. How are you, Scotty?
Pretty good, Gord. Hey, John.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, what'd you think of the, watching the unveiling? And Shanny was mentioning he was texting you back and forth, and obviously, maybe more than anybody else, you were as firsthand connected, right?
It was quite a ceremony. I mean, I watching it on television, of course, you saw so much. I mean, maybe it was just so many memories for everybody, and it's a long time since a lot of these players played, and I thought it was just terrific. I mean, I think the big reaction was the present day players. What their reaction was of seeing these, I'm sure they didn't see a lot of them play at all, but boy, to be with them must have been some thrill too.
Scotty, how good was Doug Harvey?
Well, he was before anybody else. I didn't see Eddie Shore play. I saw a lot of players play in the late 30s, but I was too young to remember. But, I think when we went from Eddie Shore to Doug Harvey, and, the game has changed so much. And then, of course, when Bobby Orr started and changed, I still believe that's the right thing to say, changed the position of defenseman. And he was way ahead of his time. Doug, in those days, as everyone knows, they didn't carry the puck very much. But what I can remember about Doug is the fact that in the third period, if they were down a goal or they needed a rush, he could carry the puck. And I'm not sure if the coaches liked it as much as he did, but he had a good flair. He was a great passer, too, and just a special type of player. I still rate him as one of the best defensemen of all time. I had Nick Lidstrom and I had Bobby Orr in a tournament, but those guys are special. He's still got to be in the top four for me. You know, Eddie Shore, Doug Harvey, say Nick Lidstrom. I think Dennis Potvin's got to be considered right there too. You know, with Bobby, but they're in a special group.
I think we agree that the number is 28 that you coach directly, 40 overall with Canada Cups and whatnot. Who is the greatest player you coached?
Well, I mean, I didn't have him for that long, or he didn't have me for that long because I moved on. It was so hard to go and figure how great Mario Lemieux was. I was fortunate. I succeeded the late Bob Johnson. I was looking at their numbers the other day. I think it was like 35 one year and 42 points the next year in the playoffs. Hmm. It was hard to fathom that. You know, the back-to-back Conn Smythe trophies that... We'll never know, though, because of the condition that Mario played under with the Hodgkins, and then he did play most of his career with a back problem that flared up very early in his career. But he was just so dominant a player in an era that was so different than today. But I have a hard time because I counted it up, I had nine of the players in Montreal at different stages of their careers, and then I had 10 in Detroit. So they were the main thrust. But I felt, unfortunately, watching on Sunday the three players that had passed away, Jacques Plante, Doug Harvey, Dickie Moore, it was amazing for me when I think about it. I was only about 33 when I started, and those three, we picked them up at different times. But, I mean, I watched those guys when they were stars playing in Montreal. Next thing you know, I'm behind the bench. But they meant so much to that franchise. Maybe not as much as Glenn Hall, but they meant an awful lot to that team. And when I look back and when they talk about the core players, they talk, and Darryl was mentioning, I was listening to you guys and saying how Austin Matthews gets it. And he was talking about Jonathan Toews. And those players, I mean, they had such an influence on players, on young players. Like, we didn't have a lot of young players, but on new NHL players that came into St. Louis in the early stages, they meant an awful lot to that team.
Now, of course, all the players are great, the top 100, great physical skills. What are the main qualities, though, Scotty, when you coach all these guys, the things that maybe aren't teachable that they all seem to have to be that great?
It's something that the scouts today are talking an awful lot about, and I don't know how you define it, but hockey IQ. You know, I can remember when I started in Montreal and when I went back to the Canadians and I'd seen Yvan Cornway play junior hockey and scoring 60 and 70 goals and coming into Montreal as a rookie and only playing on the power play. And then I got the good fortune of talking with Toe Blake, and he made so much sense to me as a mentor, because he would talk about players and he would say to the players, you're either going to be a terrific forechecker, and if you don't want to do that, you better make sure you come back, and you better be a good back pressure guy. And when I look at players that I've had and I've seen them play, of course, but I think that's what, like, you look at Wayne Gretzky play, and I mean, when I was coaching against him, I'd be screaming at our defensemen, don't ever bring the puck near Wayne Gretzky because he's going to take it off you. You know, and people say, well, Wayne Gretzky didn't always backcheck. I said, no, but how many times did he forecheck and take pucks off guys and only have the goalie or one other defenseman to beat? And, like, that's what I always compare. Like, Wayne and Mario have always been compared to each other, and same as The Rock and Gordie Howe in the 50s and 60s. But, like, Mario more or less was the opposite of Wayne. He didn't go in and try to figure out where the puck's going, but he would figure it out after that first pass. He would be picking off, and he sort of stayed back a little bit. Wayne went after, and he was the number one forechecker. He wanted to get in, and that's the way Yvan Cornway used to do it too when I coached him. When I got him after, he was, Toe Blake had coached him, and he was a great forechecker. They could steal pucks from guys, and I think that's what you make about a hockey player, is playing without the puck. The good ones can do it. The great players can do it. They can take the puck off players. But it's just a matter of how do you do it. I mean, you know, are you going to be like a Pavel Datsyuk who just picked it up on his own? I see now the way Sidney Crosby's playing. I mean, how many times do you see Crosby? He's so different than when he first started. He takes pucks off guys. How did he learn that? I don't know. I don't think it was the coaching as much as they just get it. You know, it's IQ.
So, you tweaked me to one other guy that you coached in Montreal, and that's Guy Lafleur, who in many ways we've forgotten his dominance in the 70s. Where would you put his hockey IQ?
So you're right about Guy Lafleur. I think the fact that, he was such a dominant. He definitely was the player of the 70s, as Wayne was in the 80s. But he just, like, he had the flair for the dramatic. He could, his shot was so accurate. He could pick the corner. Could he do it today? Probably still, even though we have not much net left. But those guys, like, to me, Lafleur, Bossy, the word sniper comes into mind. But Lafleur was a special player because he not only, I think the most underrated part of Guy was his shot, because he could also make so many plays. I mean, he was a playmaking type of forward, but his goal scoring was because of his ability to really pick corners, and goalies couldn't stop his shot.
Scott, I just want to ask you in closing, the last part, All-Star games. And when did you notice the All-Star game not being that compelling a game anymore? And do you like what they're doing nowadays with the 3-on-3?
Yeah, the first games I coached were pretty intense because it was West against the East, and we were trying to prove ourselves, and the East kind of nonchalantly looked at us, and, you know, and we had some really good games. I mean, I think we even beat them once in Boston at the West. But no, probably around the 80s, I would think it changed in the 80s, because there was still some pretty good games in the 70s, and maybe with the expansion and with more teams playing and players becoming important for their, it's really tough to go into an All-Star game, and I think they got it right now. The format is what it should be. I mean, it's they got the skill development on the one day, but the next day you get a lot of skill in that. The tough part of the game right now, the toughest part for me is the goaltenders. Because they're you know, they can be exposed, but they always were. Even when they used to come in and play a period or something, or in the 80s when they had those high scoring games, it was really tough on the goalies. But I like the format now, and I mean, I was really pleased for the weekend because Gary Bettman has pushed the fact that the game, the players are the game.